Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. My apologies for the lateness. On behalf of the OU, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven and to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, 23rd day of the month of Menachem Av. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the five children you've been davening for here, Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bas, Chana, Fredel, Malini, Orna, Bas, Chaim, Chana, Tinok, Ben, Nechama, Devorah, Tinok, Ben, Fiona, Sarah, and Raya, Bas, Michal, may they and all in need have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind all those being held captive, Arvin, Netanel, Ben, Son, and Fiona in Iran, and of course our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yisrael Isaac of Beth Joseph Congregation in Phoenix, Arizona, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Isaac fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and followed by a translation into English. Then Rabbi Isaac will lead us in our three Mishaberach, the Mishaberach for our soldiers, the Mishaberach for those who are being held captive. And Rabbi Isaac will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing to give each of us an opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive a daily call reminder email, you can subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, the benefit of the email, it has all the links for the entire call. It has all the chapters of Tehillim in Hebrew and English. It has the Achenu in Hebrew and English, the Mishaberach, and all the three Mishaberachs in Hebrew and English. And you also get a sneak peek as to who's going to be speaking on the call. So I highly, highly recommend you sign up for our daily email at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Isaac.
Thanks so much, Reb Naftali. Very nice to be back. I'm really full of gratitude and hakaras hatov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a hostage just a couple hours ago was located in a tunnel. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, we should see the Yeshua and deliverance of all the rest of the hostages very soon. So in Herman Melville's classic 19th century novel, Moby Dick, he describes the monomaniacal Captain Ahab, and this is not a spoiler, I don't think, takes his whole ship and his crew, and he is going to find this whale that he had a prior encounter with. He's going to spare no expense or risk to find and kill this whale. And the book describes how he, every single night in the privacy of his cabin, he would take out a whole bundle of old yellowed maps, and he would study them for hours, adjusting markings indicating where different whales had been sighted, all with the goal of finding his nemesis, the whale Moby Dick. And really, all whaling ships, even not this fictionalized, obsessed Captain Ahab, but all the whaling ships, they didn't just sail the high seas until they found their prey. They had ways of finding what the most likely locations they will encounter a whale. And really, as we approach the month of Elul, about to have Shabbos Mevarchim Elul, and we come to the Yomim Noraim, we have to all become, during this time of year, Captain Ahab's. And let me explain with a mitzvah that's described in this week's Parsha, Parshas Re'eh. The Torah says that when we come to Eretz Yisrael, we have to destroy all of the Avodah Zarah that the nations left there, all of the idols. Abed to Abdun, as Kol HaMekomos, Asher Avdu Sham HaGoyim. You shall utterly destroy all the places, from all the places where the nations that you shall possess worship their gods, whether it's on the mountains, under trees, on hills, wherever they may be, you have to seek out these idols and destroy them. And the Rambam Maimonides points out that this commandment of destroying idolatry differs whether we are living in a new area somewhere in Chutz La'aretz, someplace outside of the land of Israel, or whether we're in Eretz Yisrael itself, whether we're in the land of Israel. If it's outside, if we're settling an area outside of Israel, we have to still destroy any idolatry that we encounter. But it's only if and when we encounter it. If we live in a place where we move to a new area in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Israel, where there are no idols, there's nothing to destroy. We don't have to go knocking on any doors looking for idols. However, that is not the case in the land of Israel. There, we have to go throughout the land and remove any vestige of idolatry that there is, no matter where it is. We have to actively, proactively seek it. And Rav Soloveitchik, this is brought in Mipnine Harav, page 409, and in Masoros Harav Chumash, that Rav Soloveitchik uses as a sort of mashal, as a parable, to explain a seemingly difficult Rabbeinu Yonah in his sefer, in his book Sharei Tshuva, The Gates of Repentance. In The Gates of Repentance, Rabbeinu Yonah says that there is a special mitzvah, a special obligation to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. It's derived from the verse that says, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, before God you should be purified. That is a positive commandment. It's an obligation that we should search our ways, we should do introspection, and we should repent on Yom Kippur, or in the time leading up to it, in the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, the 10 days of repentance. And what's difficult about this Rabbeinu Yonah is that it seems that we know we have a mitzvah to do tshuva all year round. We're commanded to repent at all times. So what's the significance of having an additional commandment just on Yom Kippur? What's the difference between these two obligations? And Rav Soloveitchik explains that, and Ramosha Feinstein in Dibros Moshe and Yuma, Simon Yonalef, says the same approach, that all year round, of course we have a commandment all the time to do tshuva, to correct our shortcomings. However, that's only when we recognize them. That's only when we did something wrong and we realize we have to correct it and do tshuva and repent. But if we're unaware of any particular thing we did wrong, then we're not obligated to do anything. There is no particular mitzvah of tshuva. But that's not the case on Yom Kippur, and by extension to the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, and by extension to the month of Elul. During that time, on Yom Kippur, the mitzvah of Lifnei Hashem Titaru, that we should purify ourselves on Yom Kippur before God, just as Rabbeinu Yonah says, we have to search our ways. We have to proactively look for areas and behaviors that we have that are that fall short of the ideal. And that is what we correct, and that is what we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for on Yom Kippur, for forgiveness for. It's not like the rest of the year where the mitzvah of tshuva is reactive. It's only when we did something wrong or we become aware that we did something wrong Kipper, even if we have no knowledge of doing anything wrong, we have to review our lives. We have to review our schedules. We have to review our relationships with other people, with God himself. We have to review our approach to different mitzvos. And we have to see, where have we fallen short? Where have we left room for improvement? That is the special nature of Lifnei Hashem Titaru, of purifying ourselves before God. It's a proactive analysis of our lives and how they can be improved and what we can do tshuva on leading up to and on Yom Kippur itself. And just like in Eretz Yisrael, it's not enough in the land of Israel. We don't destroy Avodah Zarah. We don't destroy idols only when we encounter them. We proactively seek them to rid the entire land of idols. The same thing applies on Yom Kippur, metaphorically, that we look for it. It's not enough just to, if we know of any sins that we did, we know of anything we did wrong, we know of anything we need to improve on Yom Kippur, then we correct it. No, we have to seek it out. We have to purify ourselves completely. And that is, in that way, we all have to become 19th century whalers. We all have to become Captain Ahab. And we're not just looking for a whale. We don't just wait for it to come to us. And Elul and Yom Kippur, we spend time thinking, analyzing our habits, our paradigms, our attitudes, and we find whatever it is that needs to be corrected. The Rambam says that the Jewish approach in Hilchos Tainios, the beginning of Hilchos Tainios, the laws of fast days, he says that we don't just say when something tragic happens to us that it's miminag ha'olam, it's a natural phenomenon. Miminag ha'olam eralan v'tzara zo nikra nikres, this difficulty is merely a chance occurrence. He says that making a fast day or doing tshuva as a reaction, davening as a reaction to a crisis, is midarkei hatshuvahu. And maybe this is perhaps what the Rambam means, that we're not looking for any particular shortcoming that caused something bad to happen, that caused the tragedy. But just like on Yom Kippur, we have an obligation to proactively analyze our lives. The same thing perhaps applies on a fast day or on a response to a crisis. We must find ways to improve. And in the tshuva that we do in the month of Elul, in Yisera Semei Tshuva, and in the Yamim Noraim, in that schus, in that merit, may all of the hostages be swiftly returned, and may all of the Achino Beis Yisrael, our brethren in Eretz Yisrael and around the world, continue to be safe and secure. We will now start saying Tehillim. We'll begin with Kapitel Chaf, with Chapter 20. And I will say them line by line. Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid Ya'ancha Adonai B'Yom Tzara Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezracha Mikodesh U'Mitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Minchosecha Ve'Olasecha Yedasha Nasela Yiten Lecha Achil Vavecha V'Chol Atzasecha Yimalei Ranana Bishua Secha, Ushem Eloheinu Nigol, Yamalei Adonai Kol Mishalo Secha, Atayadati, Kihoshi Adonai Mishicho, Yaninu Mishame Kacho, Bigvuros, Yesha Yamino, Ela Varechev, Ve'ela Vasusim, Vanachnu Bishem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Hema Karahu Venafalu Vanachnu Kamnu Vanisodad Adunoi Hoshia Hamelech Ya'anenu V'yom Karenu. We continue now to Kapitel Chav Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid Adunoi Roi Lo Echsar Dinos Desha Yarbitani Almei Minuchos Yenahaleni Nashi Yeshovev Yancheni B'magalei Tzedek L'ma'an Shemo Gam Ki Eilech B'gei Salmaves Lo Irara Ki Ata Imadi Shiftecha U'mishantecha Hema Yenachamuni Paruch Lefonai Shulchan Neged Sererai Dishanta Bashemen Roshi Kosi Rivaya Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayoi v'shavti beveis adonoi l'orech yamim. We now continue to Kapitel Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir lamalos esa einai el heharim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im adunoi, osei shamayim v'aretz, al yitain lamot raglecha, al yanum shomarecha, hine lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael, adunoi shomarecha, adunoi tzilecha, al yad yiminecha, yomam hashemesh lo yakeka, v'yoreach balayla, adunoi yishmarecha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha, Adonoi Yishmar Tzeitzecha Uvoecha Me'atav Yad Olam. We continue with Kapitel Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir Amalos Mimam Akim Kirasicha Adonoi Adonoi Shema V'Koli Tiena Aznecha Kashuvos L'Kol Tachanunoi Imavonos Tishmar Yah Adonoi Miya Amod Gimecha Hasalicha L'Ma'an Tivarei Kivisi adunoi, kivasa nashi, lidivaro hochalti, nashi ladunoi, mi shamarim laboker, shamarim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el adunoi, im adunoi hachesed, vaharbe imo fedus, vahu yifte es Yisrael, mikol avonosav. We now conclude with Kapitel Kuf Membez, Psalm 142. Maskil David Biyoso Vameora Sifila Koli Eladunoi Ezak Koli Eladunoi Eschanan Eshpoch Lefanav Tzichi Sarasi Lefanav Agid Bisatefalai Ruchi Viatoyadata Nesivasi Paorach Zu Ahalech Tamanu Fach Li Habet Yamin Or A Vein Li Makir Avad manos mimeni ein doresh lenafshi. Zoakti elecha adonoi amarti ata machsi chelki beeretz hachayim. Hakshiva el rinasi kidalosi maod. Hatzileni merodefai kiametsu mimeni. Hotsia mimazger nafshi lodos eshemecha. Biachtiru tzadikim kisigmol aloi. Continue with Achenu. Achenu, Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanasunim Batsara Uvashivya, Omdim Bain Bayam Ubain Bayabasha, Amakom Yerachem Alehem, Vyotzie Mitsara Lirvacha, Meafela, Liora, Umishibud, Ligula, Hashda Bagala, Uvizman Kariv, Venomar, Amen. Continue with Mishaberach for the IDF. Mishaberach Avosenu Avram Yitzhak Yaakov Yevarech Es Chayalei Tzeva Hagana Yisrael Anshei Kochos Habitachon Omdim Al Mishmar Atzenu V'Arei Eloheinu Migavul HaLevanon V'Yad Midbar Mitzrayim Umin Hayam Hagadol Ad Levo Harava V'Chol Makom Shehem V'Yabasha Ba'Avir U'Bayam Yitein Arinoi Es Oyevenu Hakamim Aleinu Nigafim lifnehem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor v'yatzil es chayalenu mikol tzara v'tzuka, mikol nega u'machala, v'yishlach bracha v'atzlacha, b'chol ma'aseh edehem, Yadber Sonenu Tachtehem, Vyatarem, Bechesir Yeshua, Vateretz Nitzachon, Yikuyam Bahem Akasuv, Kiernoi, Elohechem, Holich, Imachem, Lilachem, Lachem, Im Oyevechem, Lohoshiazchem, Benamar, Amen. Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, for the captives. Mishaberach Avosenu, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, David, Ushlomo, Yivarech, Yishmor, Yinsor, Es Nedre, Tzva Haganali Yisrael, Ushvuyav, Es Kolachenu, Anasunim, Bitsara, Ushivya, Bavor, Shakol Hakahol, Hakadosh, Hazem, Es Paul, Bavuram, Hakadosh Barachu, Yemale Rachamim, Alehem, Yotziem, Mechoshach, Vitzalmaves, Mosrosehem, Yinatek, Umi Mitsuko Sehem Yoshiem Vishive Meher Lachik Mishbachosehem Yodu Ladunoi Chazdov Niflosov Livne Adam Likuyam Bohem Mikrashakasuv Ufduye Adunoi Yeshuvun Uva Utsion Birina Visimchas Olam Al Rosham Soson Visimcha Yasigu Venasu Yagon Vanacha Venomar Amen. Nase Mishberach Vecholim, a prayer for the sick. Mishaberach Avosenu, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Ushlomo, Huyavarech, Lirape, Es Hacholim. Akadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachamim, Aleihem, L'Hachalimam, L'Raposam, L'Hachazikam, L'Hachayosam, Yishlach Lahem, Mehera, Refuah Shalema Min HaShamayim, L'Ramach, Evarehem, U'Shasag Yideyem, B'Soch Shar Chole Yisrael, Refuah HaNefesh, Refuah HaGuf, HaShtabag, Lov Yisman Kariv, Nomar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Isaac. We look forward to having you back on the call. Please, God, in the year to Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the chama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope for all of Klal Yisrael around the world.